The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us, Amar Yehuda Marav, Ein Eidim Chosim Al Shtar, Eidim do not sign on a shtar, unless they know who the other Eidim will be joining them. And says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, Kachoy Niki Adash Yerushalayim Oisim, this was the way that the Niki Adash in Yerushalayim would act. They would not sign on a shtar unless they knew who else was joining with them in the signing of that shtar. Nor would they sit in the Torah. No Dayan would join a Din Torah unless they knew who else was sitting in that Din Torah. Nor would they sit down to a meal, unless they knew who else was participating in the meal. It's interesting to point out that the Gemara calls these individuals Nekiyei Hadas. So what is this concept of Nekiyei Hadas? So I saw that the Mefarshim suggests the Mesil Shisharim and Perak Yud writes, "Ukoloshen hazeh omr chacham al shleimim hamatarim maseim tahara rabba." Chazal called people who are very careful in everything that they do. Shloyayifilu nidna davara. There shouldn't even be a speck of anything inappropriate. Such individuals are called Nekiyei Hadas Hashem B'Yushalayim. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw why these individuals are called Nekiyei Hadas. The Gemara, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, in identifying the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, says that Das is Seder Taharis. So what the Gemara means to say, that we know that people who are makbid on taharis are makbid that the food that they eat are tahor, and are makbid that the people that they eat with are also tahor, so they should not be metama any of the food on the table. So that's why these individuals who are careful only to eat with people who are tahor are called Nekiyei Hadas. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Chabeis Halacha Yud teaches us, Dayan Hayudeya B'chaveri Shugazlan a Rasha, a Dayan who knows that somebody is a Gazlan or a Rasha, also let's start from my. You may not join in being in a quorum in a Din Torah with such an individual. Shenema Midvar Sheket Tirchok. The Kein Hayu Nekiyei Hadas Yerushalayim Oisim. And this is what the Nekiyei Hadas in Yerushalayim would do. And Yoshim Bedin At Sheyedu Imihem Yoshim. They did not sit in Din Torah unless they knew with whom they sat. And this halacha is quoted by the Torah in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Zayin, Sif Yud. The Bach asks a question. That if we look at the words of the Rambam is teaching us that if you know that the Dayan who wants to participate is a Rasha, then it's usher for you to participate in that quorum. If you don't know for sure, then it's just a midas chassidus. So we ask the question, and we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalit. There the Rambam says, Osla Adam Chacham, Shiyeshiv Bedin. Adam Chacham is not allowed to sit in the Torah, at Shiyeda miyeshiv until he knows with whom he's sitting. Shem yitzdarf im anoshim she'enem hugonim. Maybe he may end up being together with people who are not good people. So it turns out that he's part of a group of people, boydim means people who are rebelling, and he's not in the category of a bezdin. So from this Rambam asked the Bach, it seems that even if you don't know for sure that the person is a Rasha, unless you know, you may not participate until you know for sure that the person is a good person. So the Bach wants to make the following differentiation. He says, if the person is an Adam Choshev, like the Nekiyeh Hadas of Yerushalayim, so then such an individual may not participate even until he knows for sure the status of the person he's participating with. And until he knows that status, he may not participate. In Perek HaBeis, the Rambam's talking about a regular Dayan who isn't on that Madrega. That regular Dayan, says the Bach, may not join together with a Dayan who's a Rasha, but until he knows that the Dayan is a Rasha, just an individual who I don't know what his status is, I may that regular Dayan could participate. The Tumim gives a different explanation. He says, before the Dan Torah began, the halach is you should check out who the Dayan is and not sit with him unless you know that he is indeed a tzaddik. Whereas, where the Din Torah has begun, there the halacha will be that if the Din Torah has begun, now it's too late to say, well, I don't know the status of this person. At this point, you should sit with him. And only if you don't know, and only if you discover that indeed he has a character flaw, then you have to move away. The Shalos HaTshuvos, Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuf Lamed Zayin, makes a different distinction. He says, if I am a Dayan, and as we're learning in this Perek, a Din Torah requires three Dayanim. So then the halacha is that I can't sit with two other people who I don't know who their status is, because we may have a situation that roiv of the bezdin are people that you don't want to, who are not good people. But in a situation where two of the dayanim know each other, and they know that they are fine individuals, and now the question is only, on the third Dayan. So there, if we know, says the Rambam, that this third individual is somebody that we want to stay away from, so the halacha will be, don't participate. But if we don't know his status, and we don't know specifically that he is an individual that we should stay away from, then the halacha is that he can sit in that entire. The Sefer Lekutei Basar Lekutei explains based on this Gemara the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabera V'Sishma Ha'aretz Imrifi. And he asks a question. When the Pasuk is speaking to the Shemayim, it speaks directly. Ha'azinu Hashemayim. Hear Shemayim. When it speaks to the Oretz, it doesn't speak directly. It says, V'sishma, and you listen. But it's not addressing the Oretz directly. Why? So he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu summoned Shemayim to be Edus, he knew that the Shemayim will say Edus, that the Oritz will certainly say Edus. Who wouldn't want to join together with the Shemayim? And that's why he said, as soon as I say Hazinu HaShemayim, so I know that the Shemayim is Kodesh HaKadoshim, so I can be certain the Sishma HaOretz, that the Oretz will participate as well. There's a very interesting story. He said there was once a Torah, and one side chose the Vilna Goyim to be their Bayra. The other side chose an individual who was not such a great person. And the Gra refused to be a Dayan in that Torah. And he said that the Sma in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, says that Das Baal Batim Hefech Das Torah. Somebody who's not learned, someone who's not a Talmud Chochem in the Hilchas Choshe Mishpat, doesn't know how to paskin these Dine Torah. And therefore I won't sit with this individual in the Din Torah. So they asked the Gra, is there a remez in the Torah for this behavior? So he says, if you look in Parshas Bamidbar, so every third Shevet, we know that the Shvatim in the Midbar were divided into the Golem. Every Degel had three Shvatim. And by every third Shevet, there was a Vav connecting him to the two previous Shvatim. However, Shevet Zvulun, when it's indicated as a part of a Shevet together with Yisachar, there's no Vav in front of the word Zvulun, connecting him to Yisachar. He says why? He says because Shevet Yisachar, as we know, were a great Talmid Chacham. Shevet Zvulun, even though they were very great people, and they were the ones, as we know, who supported Shevet Yisachar, but they weren't on the Madrego of Shevet Yisachar. So that's why Yisachar said, as much as he's my brother, and as much as I appreciate him, I can't be together with him and sit in the Torah together with him, and that's why there is no Vav connecting Zvulun to his brother Yisachar.